series of visiting poets, but we have four more readings for the semester. 1 week from tonight, we will honor the students who are winning prizes in the annual contest. That's the 13th, and that reading will be in the Terrace Lounge of the Student Union. And 3 weeks from tonight, we have four graduate students reading, students who are candidates for Master of Fine Arts in Poetry. The readers will be Llewellyn Fletcher, Michael Hogan, Rick Kempa, and John Pollock. Then there's one more student reading, April 10th, which will honor the students whose work has been accepted for publication in Persona, the undergraduate literary magazine. And we'll close the series with our special centennial reading on Sunday, April 14th. The editors of Mazagine, the literary publication from Pima College, have brought out this time a chapbook, a Mazagine chapbook, which is big, beautiful postcards by two former students, Michael Knoll and Bill Aberg. And they have very kindly made this available free. So I have a few copies tonight if you'd like to pick one up, and we'll have some more copies at the Poetry Center later. We've got these posters for sale. Some of you I'm losing patience with. We also have copies tonight of The Killing Floor for sale. They're $5. This is out of print now, so this is one of your last opportunities to get copies of I's Killing Floor. Many of you know I was an undergraduate student here. She's one of our most famous alumni. She's published two books. The Killing Floor, which I just mentioned, was the winner of the 1978 Lamont Poetry Selection. And her first book was Cruelty. She's published in all of the leading poetry magazines. She's received several awards, one from PEN, a Guggenheim Foundation grant, an Ingram Merrill Foundation grant, National Endowment for the Arts Fellowship, and a Bunting Fellowship.
Well, back in the old homestead after 9 years away, it's sort of exciting, you know? It's like, oh my God, there's my elementary school, you know, when I was 6 years old and in the park and all this stuff. It's really funny. When I left, I was just this unsophisticated kid. But now, darling, I've been to New York. Yeah, basically, I'm a hick. That's what I tell everybody in New York. See, but when I'm here, I tell you that I'm this sophisticated woman. Let's see. I guess I don't need that for anything. Tonight, I'm only going to read new poems because I'm pretty tired of the older poems right now. My new book is called Sin, and it'll be out in January 86. The date to which I'm looking forward eagerly. My grandmother. I forgot to call, I'm sorry. I'm apologizing publicly. Both. I guess I'll just read. Last night I thought I was reading alone, and then I found out at the dinner that I was reading with Marvin Bell. It was really funny because I was totally prepared for a 1 hour reading, so I had to tailor it. And now I can just read anything I want.